أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to tradition number 50 from 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And as we go through these traditions, we see a thread which runs through all of them, which is that the Commander of the Faithful in these 110 traditions which have been carefully chosen and commented upon, all guide us towards having a better life, not only in this world, but more importantly in the world to come. And obviously the only way that we can lead a better life in the world to come, that perpetual life which has no end, which is a continuous life and a true life, is to ensure that the actions in this world are in line with what Allah would expect from us and what has been taught to us from the Quran, from the noble life of the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, and his successors, the 12 infallible Imams, may God peace and blessings be upon all of them. Today in our discussion, we want to look at two of the factors which lead to the destruction of the human being. Now, without a doubt, we may see such a phrase in many other traditions in which the Prophet or the Imams speak about many factors which lead to the destruction of the human being, which lead to our destruction in the world to come. And there's no inconsistency among these traditions. Rather, we understand that the Prophet or the Imams were speaking to specific people at specific times in relation to society and what was happening. And so sometimes we may see different things being mentioned as the means and the reasons for destruction. Or it may be multiple things, more than two maybe, or you know, many different ways that are being explained, but yet they all point to the same reality. So these are not contradictions in their content, but rather who the Imam was speaking to, what the circumstances were, and what the Imam wanted to get across to a particular individual. In today's tradition, we want to look at the tradition, the statement from the Commander of the Faithful, where he looks at two specific factors which lead to human destruction. And before we go into the commentary of the hadith and understanding of it, let us first review the text of this beautiful tradition, albeit very brief, but to the point and very relevant for today's day and age. The Commander of the Faithful says the following statement. There are two things which result in the destruction of people: fear of poverty and running after an imaginary glory. As we see that the Commander of the Faithful guides us, and he says that there are two things in this tradition which will lead to our eventual downfall and destruction. Two things which are very potent and powerful and are ever present in the world, but more so today in today's day and age. The first, he says, is not poverty, but he says it is the fear of poverty. And the second, he says, is this attempt to be famous, glorified, noble, well known in the world today. When we look at all of the things that are happening in the world around us, we look at all the crimes against humanity on an economic, on a social, on a political level. You know, whether it be people who are cheating in business, as we see happening many times. We see companies who engage in false advertising, who add who will have a commercial on television or internet or the radio and will promise untold, you know, glories to buy if you buy their and use their product. Whether you see the theft of people's money, you see people who literally just steal, who, you know, commit robbery, theft, all of these things. You see that one of the rationale is might be poverty, but it's also a fear of going into poverty. And so because of that, because they want to impress the shareholders, they want the business to continue to grow, for their stocks to, the value of the stock to increase, and whatever other reasons why people do so, the Commander of the Faithful tells us that that is one of the things that leads to the human's destruction, is a fear of poverty. Because when you fear material poverty, you're really ready to do anything that you can do to ensure and safeguard your future existence. Even if that means lying, deceiving, cheating, stealing, killing, even in the name of poverty, a person has it within themselves to unfortunately even get to that level of moral depravity. And then the Commander of the Faithful talks at the second level of this searching for power, esteem, glory, nobility within a society. Today we see that people, and again not only today but all throughout humanity, but today we ever are witnessing at a much maybe deeper level and is much more profound, maybe because of the means of communication that we are hearing more and more about this. But the second portion of the hadith of people seeking power, fame, glory, and name, that this is also one of the causes for the destruction of the human being. And we just have to look around us at the world today, maybe even close to us, maybe friends, maybe family, that people want power and authority within the world we live in. It could be at the very rudimentary level of a family, where a family member is seeking to overpower and be in charge through impermissible means of his family. It could be within a community, even unfortunately a religious community, where people become what we call megalomaniacs, where they need to attain power and retain power, you know, whether they be a director or a president or whatever title you call it. There are people who want to cling on to power to whatever extent they can by putting family members in and them working behind the scenes, by, you know, rigging elections, by doing so many things which are unethical, immoral, just to maintain power, that pride and its prestige within the community. Or even within a society, people who run for government office, maybe the level of a local or provincial or a federal or a state level. Right? There are so many individuals around us who crave attention, who crave power, who want to be on the nightly news, who want to be on the newspaper, who want to be quoted and misquoted. And all they're looking for is power and fame and glory within the society. And so the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, tells us that this is what would relate to the downfall of the human being, is these two traits of a fear of poverty, where no poverty truly exists. And the second is this search for power, the search for authority, the search for pride, to be known in a society. And as believers, we have to keep away from both of these things, keep aware of them and keep away from them if we desire the good pleasure of our Creator. And we hope to meet our Creator on the Day of Judgment in the most perfect and most best of forms and fashions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ali, 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 Ali,